Welcome to Junkyard Mega Wars. We're bigger.
We're better.
And we are cutting right to the chase.
Go! Yeah! Come on, baby, let's go!
Two teams are about to square off. They'll plunder the yard for booty to transform into mighty machines.
Leading the teams in the battle are Bowser and Crash, our two intrepid captains.
Bowser is a British brute whose brawn sometimes gets in the way of his brain.
Crash is a brainiac who's the king of calculations and the master of measuring.
The battle lines are clear. Now the captains have to face the future.
All right, guys. Today's challenge is you have to separate the wheat from the chaff.
So your challenge is to build combat harvesters that can cut and collect as much of this as possible. It's a free-for-all in this field of battle as the teams race against each other and the clock. The machine that's gathered the most grain when time runs out is the winner.
Yes, something agricultural. Suits my nature.
No problem.
First, the captains check out the course.
Yeah.
True to form, Bowser goes against the grain.
Work quite nicely.
While Crash analyzes the crop.
It's moderately tough. It needs to be cut, can't just be pulled. And it will fragment.
What they need now is help.
All right, gentlemen, it's time to pick the team.
Call it.
Crash, you won. You get to go first.
Your choice.
Chopper, get over here.
Chopper Rat can build anything, but he's a badass rebel.
Crusher.
Yeah.
The Crusher is a master mechanic who likes living on the edge.
Sig.
Sig is a crack designer who's as tough as any guy and won't take any crap from anybody.
Nice.
Kiki.
All right.
Kiki welds with the best of them. Her weakness is engines.
Johnny.
All right.
Johnny Swing is a junkyard veteran. He's a brilliant welder who's plagued by insecurity.
Doc is last. He's an inventor, detail-oriented, and a bit of a weirdo.
The teams are set and raring to go.
The competition is fierce. It's going to get tougher when they find out their challenge.
Right, we're going to build the combine harvester.
All right!
Okay. I hope you want some destruction. Whirling blades of death.
Yeah.
We're building a harvester.
All right.
Cool. So my idea is to use a box van of some kind, mount off the front of the engine a rear axle of a car.
Okay.
So to that, I want to attach some steel cable. And basically what I want to build is like
a weed eater.
A weed whacker.
A weed whacker.
All right.
Bowser plans to take a truck and connect a rear axle to the engine. He'll attach a cable to the differential that will spin at high speed, cutting the crop. He'll add a fan to the roof so they can suck the crop into the back.
An industrial-sized weed whacker.
Let's start with a pickup truck. We use the back as is. All the grain we chop will end up in there. Hanging off the back, bunch of lawnmowers.
What propels it up into the truck?
It's coming out of the lawnmower exhaust. I don't trust that. So I was thinking of making a flapper wheel, so it's going whap, whap, whap.
That could be halfway up.
Crash plans to mount several lawnmowers to the back of a pickup. He'll fire them up and drive in reverse so the machine won't flatten the crop. A rotating flapper will flick the crop into the back of the truck.
And what are you going to drive the flapper off of? We'll have to find a motor or something.
We need some kind of box van, a rear axle. We need the ducting. Is there anything at all you find, just pick it up, throw it in the back of that.
Pickup truck, mowers.
The junkyard war is on. The first battle is who can find the best junk.
Whatever you find, just bring it straight on back.
Yankee ingenuity.
Crash to Sig.
Nasty grass.
Doc, go grab that.
Got it.
Yeah, anything like that would be ideal.
Yeah, any luck with that 2 or 3 inch wide steel strapping?
Crash isn't communicating with his crew, but Bowser's boys are delivering jumbles of junk.
Excellent stuff.
What do you got?
Crash is still not getting through. Being a genius isn't worth much if you can't get your message across. Both teams need a vehicle.
Have you seen any kind of box van that would be useful?
We're looking for a van, some kind of box van.
Got it. Okay, now I'm tuned in. Thank you.
Sig finally draws first blood for Crash's crew.
And I'm glad to see we have females out there that actually can outwork most guys.
Watch your head there, Sig.
But Picky Crash isn't thrilled with a few rusty old mowers.
Find ductwork, too.
And more mowers.
Mowers.
Oh, yeah. Bowser's still cracking the whip.
You just want to drag that airboat in quickly.
Yeah. I think if we just come right down this edge, we can let it down slowly.
All right. Good. Oops, another inch.
Really?
Yep. Easy. Whoops. That didn't work.
The big man's excited about this 1960s hovercraft. Ah! Hey!
Yeah, Alf?
What's up?
So this design is like huge amounts of air in through there.
Okay. So. What does that have to do with anything with wheat and right. cutting?
This will suck the wheat through the duct system.
This is just for the engine.
It's a suction fan.
I just want to make sure you're on the right track.
In fact, no, we don't even want just the engine. We need the fan
as well.
We need
the fan.
So Bowser has his fan, but still no truck.
Chopper's hot on the trail, but will Cranky Crash appreciate it?
Found it. It's brown.
What did you find?
A brown Ford F-250.
Is it a runner?
I need a battery.
Make it so.
I hate Fords, but whatever.
Crush, you see me on the radio.
There's a one ton with dual wheels in the back, a white one.
It's got a van front end and a box in the back.
Yeah, that'd be ideal.
It comes with spare parts in the back, too. We'll have to do some cleaning house.
The boys in blue have scored a vehicle of their own. The doctor is in.
I was raised on a farm, so we harvested oats.
You're a farmer!
Yeah.
So he should be listening to you. Bowser should be listening to you.
He's been pretty good, yeah.
Chopper's getting started on the truck.
Just some motor work and some brake work, and we'll have it running in no time.
So I'm just making sure it has all the pulleys and belts that we need to get this thing started.
Just when they think they've conquered the mountain of trash, both teams encounter the curse of the junkyard.
It won't give up its treasures without a fight.
All right!
Both vehicles are wedged in tight.
Love it.
We could use one more person.
Sick!
You want to give us a hand?
We're going to help our enemies out so we can get our truck in.
Bitter armies helping each other? This is war.
Yeah!
Oh, the brakes work. I said stop.
It's Doc's turn to return the favor, but he gets a little carried away.
Anybody? Who's driving the...
That's good stuff. Okay. I need to get the glass out of my pants right now.
Now everyone has a vehicle, but it'll take a ton of work to turn them into butt-kicking crop suckers.
Will our two teams make the cut? Find out after break.
Welcome back to the Junkyard. The clocks are ticking as both teams scramble to build their killer cutting machines.
Our two teams have less than 8 hours to build combine harvesters.
Crash is attaching an army of lawnmowers onto the back of a reverse rolling pickup truck.
Bowser's connecting a rear axle to his truck's engine to create a giant weed whacker.
Bowser's got a solid working truck. It just needs a dollop of his finest finesse to redesign the front end.
To fit his axle onto the engine, Bowser's going to have to clear out everything from the grill back to the motor.
Kiki's busy remodeling the van interior for the ducting.
Yeah?
What do you think about putting this on this side to seal it behind this door?
If you can manage it, go ahead.
All right.
This is a huge monstrosity of a truck. You think it's too big for what you're doing, or you just always go big?
I'll be quite happy with a little van and a little fan. But there aren't any, so we've got to go big.
You liar. You're going big from the get-go.
Do it again.
Crash's team is having difficulty getting started.
Okay, I see 15 millivolts. This whole distributor cap's all messed up. Shouldn't turn like that.
The genius, the mechanic, and the welder are all coming up empty.
Fire one! I just want to have my fingers in there so when it explodes in a shower of flame, I die.
Nothing's working.
Check spark.
Tack lead. This is the tack lead. This is the hot.
Sure.
Do they abandon it now? Chopper needs a decision, but Crash hasn't a clue.
You know Ford distributors? Sorry, never mind.
One man is keeping a careful and critical eye on both teams.
He's not a pervert. It's the junkyard expert, Greg Bryant.
One of the real important things here in the junkyard is to realize that the stuff out there is junk.
Yeah.
It's really important to check these engines out before you haul them in here.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if they don't start, maybe it's better to go find another vehicle. Clogging is a problem with both machines. If the grain that we're harvesting is green, it's going to have a tendency to clog anyway.
And weed whackers, from my experience, they work really well. And so if he's got a big one, that could even work even better. So I like Bowser's design.
I like the fact that it's going to be cutting level. It's going to be cutting low. Crash's design is going to be cutting at an angle, and he's going to have some way to drop the grain and gather it. And right at the moment, I don't see how that's going to actually work.
And so, really, I mean, it's more than just cutting, it's gathering as well. So you have to be equally as, you know, powerful on both ends, right?
You have to cut the grain, you have to gather the grain, you have to transport the grain. Because if you fall down on any one of those three, then the grain doesn't get to where you want it to go, so you lose. In terms of what we have right now, I think Bowser's straightforward approach to the problem is, at this early stage, the way that I would go.
This one's toast.
We gotta make sure.
Chopper's fed up with Crash's poor planning and indecision. He decides to take matters into his own hands.
All right, we need to pull this thing out of here. Hey, Sid, can you get your little rolling four-wheel drive thing?
It's a brutal setback.
We're a little bit behind schedule, maybe.
What a rat's nest.
Bowser's boys are in much better shape, but they do have one small headache. Doc can't get the hovercraft engine to work.
You having trouble?
Yeah, because I don't know how this one is.
Without it, Bowser won't have the powerful suction he needs to pull the crop into the van.
Wimpy on that one.
Hardly enough to feel it.
Out in the yard, Chopper and Sig are hunting for a working vehicle. In the bay, Johnny's working on the lawnmowers while Crash's communication problems continue. He can't remember his teammate's name.
I didn't realize that Jimmy was nuclear. Johnny. Thanks.
Jason, you're right. Or
whatever the hell my name
Johnny,
is.
Johnny, you're right. Look at that.
Is he a little bossy or?
He's a little bit of a micromanager. I'm not sure if he's completely confident in my skills, but.
Really?
It's okay.
It's your alumni.
It doesn't seem to hold much water.
I guess not, huh?
I think he wants to talk to you.
Look at him. Ooh,
I don't want
creepy.
To talk to you. I want to talk to him.
It's the most sex I've had in a while right here. I can't even. That's perfect. So,
what's your team like?
It's pretty good. And they figure it out for themselves.
Yeah. You're building a big lawnmower, right? And I'm building a weed whacker.
I'm building a honking big lawnmower of LawnVac.
You're just going to make it overly complicated, aren't you?
When I was...
Like everything you do, you are going to make it overly complicated. I've just got one big engine, that's all I need.
Do the math. You can't suck it in. The peripheral velocity is really high.
Really?
You're absolutely screwed. Work out the tension on the wire.
Hey, listen, I don't need to work out anything. I can look at it and I can tell you it will work. I've got good news! I now know what Crash is building, and he's not got hope in hell.
Yeah!
You know, that's a remark I'm going to live to regret later on, isn't it?
The doctor is getting really frustrated.
We have a little bit of hard time with the engine and the fan. It's old aluminum, it gets corroded, and you don't get good connections, so it's hard to get a spark. The carburetor works, compression works, the fan's good. So all I got to do is get the spark to work, and then I'm in business on the fan.
I'm going to yank the plugs out, make sure I'm getting fuel in the cylinders.
Okay.
Yes, there is fuel on the plugs.
Well, Bowser's spending a lot of time trying to get that thing going. Sooner or later, they're going to have to give up on that and go to whatever plan B happens to be.
Crash has decided to cut off the mower shroud so he can cram more of them together. That turns out to be a bad mistake.
Attached the wrong way.
What's the wrong way?
This nice piece of steel, which I was careful to cut around, attached the wrong way.
What you're trying to say is you cut it wrong.
No, they welded it together wrong.
Bad move, Crash. Without the full shroud, the mowers won't propel the crop back into the truck.
Crash's error means he and Johnny are going to have to weld metal pieces back onto the mowers. That will prevent the cuttings from flying out haphazardly.
There's one.
It's a design error that is going to take time to correct. And even then, it may not work.
The lawnmowers are generally very reliable. They should run. Once you raise that up, you have all that other air.
You lose that kind of suction or that pump.
You do. And once you cut the grain, it can just drop onto the ground.
Or fly out the opposing side, right?
It could. If he cuts the shroud, it's not going to want to fly out so much. It's probably going to more want to drop.
Okay.
So he's not going to get good airflow in there, even though lawnmower blades do have an edge that's turned on it, so they act both like cutters and like fan blades on the inside. I'm not quite positive how Crash is going to gather the grain onto his truck.
Basically, the idea is that each of the outputs will shoot pretty much up into the truck.
Yeah, but won't that blow the wheat down?
No.
When I'm mowing my lawn and I lift my lawnmower up, it doesn't shoot it out the hole, it just shoots it out way.
No, it shoots out the hole.
This is a secret weapon. When the other team starts, I hit the red button.
It might take a secret weapon for Crash to pull this one out. First truck troubles, now the mower mishap. Crash appears to be cursed.
All right, teams, you have 5 hours remaining.
Halfway there.
Oh, well, that's all right.
5 hours?
Oh. Chopper and Sig's desperate search for another vehicle might be over.
If he gets it running in 10 minutes, he's got a winner.
Your cables are cut. I mean, it'll reach.
You get to start it up. Make sure it's in park. Hey, Crash, I got this Ford van started. It runs. What do you think?
Chopper, you have made my day. You have made my day.
Finally, Crash may have his dream machine.
On the other side of the fence, Bowser's dream team is going great guns.
I have faith in you.
Kiki is fitting the ducting that will guide the crop into the van.
Look at that. It's the perfect fit.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, this is the biggest piping we've got.
Yep.
Wait. Does that fit inside that one?
You're an incredible welder, from what I understand, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is this your welding kilt? Because I love it.
This is the ultimate for girl welding. It's a utilikilt. I can put all my tools in it and weld in it.
Utilikilt. It's brilliant.
This one's discharge really needs to shoot over that way.
We're dropping.
Crash and Johnny get to work on the mounts for their mowers.
This one.
Johnny's idea is to make a big hinge so they can angle their blades up and down.
He welds the mowers to pipe and gets them ready to mount to the van.
Over in the yard, the dream machine is turning into a nightmare.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I found out what that noise is on this van. It's the drive shaft. It's really bent up.
If they can't fix the drive shaft, their cherry will turn into a lemon.
No such problems for Bowser. He's ready to mount the new axle and couple it to the engine.
We can mount a flange inside this pulley and attach our drive shaft to that.
Bowser will connect the axle to the crankshaft and attach a cable to the differential. When the engine runs, the axle will turn the differential and spin the cable over 10,000 RPM. Fast enough to annihilate the wheat like a weed whacker on steroids.
The problem is how to mount it.
So that would give us 22 inches. That's not going to be enough, is it?
No.
That ain't going to work. No way.
The current design puts the cable too close to the ground. Bowser's weed whacker has turned into a dirt digger. At the moment, all they'll be collecting is dust.
Oh. All right, hold on.
Next door, the sickly van limps into the build bay. At the very least, it can transport Crash back into time.
The love machine.
It is a love machine. It's a
It's a totally going at it mobile. I could get into this. Ready to kick, Sig?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and kick. Oh wait. Yeah, there it goes.
Still has a strap in.
Exactly. No problem.
Chopper cuts the drive shaft down to size, but Captain Crash still has love on his mind.
Drive shaft.
That looks positively masculine. Oh, you just...
He's good with that male-female
thing. Oh, wow.
All right, teams, there's 4 hours remaining.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bowser's boys are working as a team to solve their problems.
And why can't we put another pulley here?
And then run a belt over that pulley and up to another belt.
That gets the axle to the right height.
The only concern I would have was with the belt slipping.
Hey, Bowser.
Two motorcycle chains out here. You want to take a look at them?
Yeah, right now I'll take a look at anything.
Crash's confusion and uncertainty has his team in disarray.
We have 5 operating mowers. They've all been baffled, right?
We got a van.
That runs.
We need to put a hinge on the back here. We need to put the ramp in, the duct in, the adjustable platform for those. Is there anything else we forgot?
The mechanism to send it up into the, from the
flapper. Oh, yeah.
You got that under control.
No, I don't.
Do you want me to?
I do not have an engine for my flapper.
With less than 4 hours left, Bowser's got no way to cut the crop, and Crash has no way to collect it.
Bowser is still grappling with the most complex and critical part of his giant weed whacker, how to mount the rear axle cutter.
If we come straight in, mm-hmm. It puts 2 loads to the ground.
Okay.
All right, so what we've got to find is some way of moving off here, but having it up there.
If the rear axle isn't far enough off the ground, the entire machine is doomed. They'll have no cutter. Yeah. But Bowser has an idea.
How far can we drive off-center with 2 universal joints?
I'd say we could get 6 or 8 inches off. How long? 2 or 3 feet?
As long as you like.
A car's drive shaft has universal joints on either end, allowing it to be set at an angle. Bowser's solution is to fit a drive shaft between the engine and the axle, lifting the spinning cable clear of the ground. But first, he's got to find one. Crusher's his man.
There's mutiny afoot in Crash's crew. They've no sweeper device, and that could sweep Crash away.
Johnny and Chopper have had enough of Crash's design. They take matters into their own hands.
Our biggest issue right now feels to me getting it from the back of the lawnmowers into here. Right. The fact that we want to run the lawnmowers on a slight bit of an angle like this, so which means that their discharge is going to go like that, and we want it to go around and change it up to here.
Okay. What if we do it like that?
Why not have the lawnmowers as little... You know, angled down.
No, that's an interesting point. What if we drive forward through the oats with the lawnmowers angled just like that, firing back?
Wait a minute. Whose idea was this anyway?
What if we do it like that?
Crash is definitely open to suggestions, and he's also perfectly happy to take them as his own ideas when you're done with them.
Whosever idea it was a great one. The team's streamlined design removes the need for the flapper mechanism. By angling the mowers downwards and driving the van forward, Crash is hoping that the cuttings will be thrown directly into the back of the vehicle by the spinning mower blades.
Exactly.
Chopper's king.
Well, Crash and his team, they have a better vehicle now.
The love machine.
They've decided to drive their van forward, way different from what they had planned on before. What Crash is expecting is that they will discharge grain efficiently out of each one of those lawnmowers into the back of the van, and I'm not sure that that's really the way to bet on this. Grain is going to be very light. It's going to be spinning coming out of each one of those lawnmower housings. Any wind is going to blow it off course. It has to travel a certain distance before it lands, and they can actually bring it inside the van. I'm not so confident that they're actually going to be able to harvest grain in the quantities that they're expecting. Bowser has a machine that all systems have to work together if it's going to work at all. If the cutter doesn't work, the fans can work, and he can vacuum up dirt. He's not going to get any grain. If the vacuums don't work but the cutter works, the grain's going to lay on the ground. So everything has to work together for Bowser's machine to function correctly.
Yikes.
So there is no system that's less important than another system. Everything has to work together as a unit because it's going to be tough to finish to get everything to work on time. And Bowser has a ton of work left to do.
A ton of work, but that's no problem for Bowser's bunch.
Got it?
Crusher's come through with the drive shaft. Everything's coming together for Bowser's boys. Now, it's just a matter of beating the clock.
I had to lay on the ground an hour to dig it out, but we got it.
So you were laying down on the job?
Cut this.
The problem with this particular build, if there's any part missing, it's not going to work. So it's going to be a race against time to get it finished.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yep.
Crusher leaps into action, cutting a plate for his drive shaft.
Let's see if it fits.
That is excellent.
Oh, yeah.
That is absolutely spot on. Right, get the holes drilled.
So what do you think it might be the engine issue?
I mean, I had it running great out there. Fired right up, no problem.
Crash's team is on the brink of disaster.
The van won't start.
Just goes, eh. Yeah, it's just not turning.
It's too late to find another vehicle. If they can't get this one to work, stick a fork in them. They're done.
It's trying to turn. The motor is turning.
Something's stopping the motor. Did anyone try and stick a wrench on the flywheel and spin that motor and see if the motor's stiff at all?
Oh, it may be hydro-locked. Have you pulled the plugs?
Fire in the hole!
Bring it up!
See?
Cancel!
You got gasoline pouring out of the fuel.
Yeah, turn off the fuel pump. Disconnect it.
Fuel pump is off. Well, now we know what it's hydro-locking with.
Hydro-lock is when fuel gets into an engine cylinder. On the compression stroke, the piston jams and the engine can't turn.
We can't start it for a while.
We have a little situation here where we found a high-pressure fuel pump, but it was just a little too high pressure, and we had like a fountain of fire almost, but it actually didn't ignite because actually there was too much gasoline and only the vapors ignite. So we're just waiting for the gasoline to dissipate, and we're going to try it again.
To clear the engine of fuel, Chopper will have to pull the spark plugs and crank the engine. That will spin out any gas from the cylinders, but it's going to take some time.
Just straight out that direction.
There's more good news in the Blue Bay. Kiki's come up with a creative idea for a filter that will keep the crop from flying through the suction fan.
It's not going to win any design awards, however. I think it's going to be effective. There's no marks in this game for good looks.
Sir, are you proof of that?
I am proof of that. Living, walking, talking proof.
A PTO pump. Doc's been struggling for more than 2 hours on this hover motor. Bowser's getting impatient.
He wants to be a bit too exact. Sometimes you have to rein his enthusiasm in and say, no, 2 bolts is enough, not 6, you know.
Bowser's breathing down his neck. Doc gives it one last shot.
Draft. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. I knew I could rely on you.
Let's start it up.
This.
All right, you guys have been working on that for a long time, haven't you?
Too long.
Started earlier today. What's your problem?
While Chopper works on the van, Johnny and Crash are moving ahead with the mowers.
I don't necessarily feel like we need to be this close to the truck.
We'll figure that out. I'm not worried.
The back end of the machine is looking good. Wow. It's the front end that's the problem. This is different from your original design, is it not?
Oh, yeah.
Because somebody came up with a better idea.
And now this design is angled an opposing way, but you're driving forward and it's going to blow directly into the bed of your van.
Yep. This is actually better than the original design.
Well, we learn many things here on Junkyard Mega Wars, and sometimes that your original designs suck.
Bowser's prime directive is to get the axle mounted.
Right. Hold on a second.
We probably need another 6 inches, I'd have to estimate. Whoa, right there.
Have a look from the side and see if you think that's level.
How is this huge piece of metal going to stay up? Tell me that.
We got bits of metal over there.
Yeah, what?
Just pieces of metal.
Oh, just pieces of metal.
Yeah.
Oh, metal.
Metal.
Oh, okay, metal. Metal.
Bits of steel.
Forgot my Bowser to English dictionary, sorry.
All right, what we need to do is get that on the roof. I mean, it's not that heavy, but it just...
awkward.
It's awkward. That hardly weighs anything, does it? We need that bolted in as soon as possible.
Done.
Okay.
And in.
Yep.
Well, this is our auxiliary suction fan. This machine sucks. So it either works or it doesn't work.
Oh, gosh, Doc, thanks. Wow. It's not science up here, is it? So what is this?
This is the filter that keeps the hay that's coming in this way from going up through the fan that's sucking the air out that way.
I love it.
Come on, guys, there's only 1 hour left.
Oh, yeah, we can do it.
Oh, man.
Doc cuts some pieces of metal and hops up onto the roof to work on the shroud for his fan.
Down on the ground, Kiki and Bowser begin building a cage to surround the weed whacker.
Box is tacked together and ready to go.
What we're going to need to do is cut out a slot in the back.
Right.
So that when we put it on, it sits over the differential.
Building the cage is pretty simple, but fitting it into place is another thing entirely.
Ah, it's my foot. Now we're going to see if it'll fit in there. Hey, get on. You nearly done?
Yeah, getting close.
Kiki smooths out some edges, and then she and Bowser start welding the cage into place.
You didn't say that was hot.
Oh, it's hot.
Okay, I know that now. Don't touch the hot metal.
Oh, I'm in now.
Bowser finally constructs the key component to his machine, the weed whacker itself.
It works!
So, we're down to the wire?
Yeah, I've just tested the weed whacker.
Nice, and I can't wait to see that thing grind up some grass tomorrow.
Neither can I.
With time running out, Chopper's cleared the hydrolock and is ready to fire up the van.
Yes, that's missing.
Roll. Fire! Roll, roll, roll!
Roll, fire!
Roll! Major fire.
Major CO2. Fire.
Chopper's on fire. But Crash's quick thinking puts him out.
Run away. Chopper, you okay?
Fortunately, it was only grease on Chopper's pants that got burned.
Well, what? Can you run me through that? What happened on that?
We had a miscalculation with the carburetor.
Caught a spark, got someone on fire.
It was on fire and you were like, you put him out.
We're going to let it dry out a little more, you know?
Right.
Once burnt, twice shy.
Sure.
Bowser's just doing the final structural stuff. And he's put his eggs kind of all in one basket because everything has to work together. We've talked about that. The cutter has to work, the fan has to work, the differential has to work, it's powered by the engine, the main exhaust fan that he has on the roof of the box all has to work. There's no fallback if one single item fails on his machine. He's kind of knitting his parachute as he's jumped off the cliff because the entire thing has to work or it's not going to work at all.
Yikes.
Yes.
Now, what about Crash?
They've wound up with what I would call a minimalist harvester over here. Everything should work on that. Whether or not it works effectively is kind of unknown, very unknown at the moment. And as a matter of fact, very suspect. He's going to be able to cut grain. Whether or not it goes into the van, we won't know until we actually see him cut.
Right, once this goes on, they can't drive this anywhere. They know that, don't they?
Bad news! There's only 10 minutes left.
10 minutes?
10 minutes?
Jesus.
A few quick welds for Bowser, a winch for Crash, and it's a race to the finish.
Time's up! Put your tools
yes!
Yes! All right! Tomorrow, we are going to the wheat fields.
I broke a lot of glass today. Caught a truck and myself on fire. You know, having a good day.
You can drive, you can go to the passenger seat, you can go on the roof, and I'm going to watch from the sidelines because I don't think it's safe.
Bowser's elephant-like, crop-sucking weed whacker is set to wail.
The engine in Crash's love machine still needs work, but his whirling blades of death are ready.
All right, it's time for the guys to put their machines where their mouths are. The race is about to begin through this beautiful grain field.
Woo!
My God!
As always, the teams get 1 hour to make last-minute adjustments to their machines.
Bowser's boys use the time to seal the ducting. They want their giant sucker to really suck. The big man himself is busy fine-tuning his whacker.
Is that low enough?
Crash's crew managed to attach a roll bar for safety and a chair on the top for the winch operator.
They've also continued to work on their errant engine and are ready to fire it up, hopefully without starting another fire.
Okay, anytime.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah!
How's everybody feeling?
Fine. Awesome.
What's everybody going to be doing during the race?
I get to drive.
I'm riding shotgun on the little jump seat.
I got the cooler and the wet bar.
Nice. Good. Feeling optimistic?
Yeah, very feeling optimistic. Good.
I'm trying to figure out if I want to make a design that can be seen from the sky. I don't know.
Alien kinda landing things in the Midwest?
Yes, that's
okay,
correct.
Yeah. Well, we're not doing that today. We're just trying to see how much you can collect.
With both machines ready to roll, our junkyard expert weighs in with his final opinion. First, on Crash's love machine.
It looks like a standard California harvester van conversion. These things are going to screw them. The cutter blade's right here. So that means they're going to leave this much grain when this thing is down, and it's all going to have to drag against that shroud there. In our operation, we want to gather as much as possible.
As much as anything.
They just have a smooth floor. They've got meshed-in windows. That's all good. But they don't have anything that's going to keep it from blowing back out.
This thing is insane.
This thing should harvest grain pretty nicely. They've sealed it with duct tape. The real application of duct tape. Tape on a duct.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. History lesson two.
The radiator has been lifted out of the way, but it's a bit of a weak spot because they don't have the engine cooling fan. They have an electric cooling fan here. I bet they're going to overheat their engine during this competition. This one should gather grain. It's got a good way of holding it. It's got a good way of transporting it. It's got a good way of cutting it. I think this machine's going to be the clear winner here.
All right.
This field of green is one team's field of dreams. Their combat harvesters will go blade to blade. Whoever cuts the most crop in 30 minutes will be crowned the Combine King.
Our Combine crews are ready to make hay. It's showtime!
Gentlemen, start your engines!
Crank it up!
Yeah! Go!
And they're off! Crash is blazing to an early lead. Bowser's... well, Bowser's not moving.
Won't go.
Not moving.
Bowser is bombing. He's going to lose the race before he even starts.
It actually is working a little bit. Lower your gear!
Crash is running away with the race. But wait, Bowser's bunch finally gets going.
Okay, and now those guys are moving?
Now that he's actually moving, Bowser's cutting crop like a killer.
We'll see the swath as they go by.
Bowser's catching up fast.
Crash is struggling through the thick oat field.
They're about to steer it.
Your motor stop!
Bowser storms into the lead, but oh no! Doc's fan is dead. They're not sucking nothing.
You're making so much noise, I can't tell when mine's running.
Okay, looks like it was just a simple stall out.
Now it's sucking.
Bowser's boys power forward.
Cutting and grinding.
Crash has got a whole lot of cutting going on, but not much of it's making it into the love machine.
Blow it in. Look at that. That is just bringing it in. It's just cutting like a bandit. Look at that.
Bowser's weed whacker is sucking up everything in sight. He's leaving Crash in the dust.
Yeah, he did.
He's dragging dirt.
Winchman Johnny got greedy. He lowered the mowers too far to get more grain, but all he's getting is a face full of dirt. Until he gets the right angle, Crash isn't getting any crop.
Bowser's running away with the race, but something's wrong.
Let's go!
They've shut it down. I'm not sure what's going on.
Got some transmission fluid there.
It's over here.
Here you go.
While Bowser's monster whacker is down and out, Crash makes a pit stop of his own.
Let's lower the tire pressure. You're just burning him up.
Crash takes advantage of Bowser's problems to make an adjustment.
Crash's team is letting air out of their tires to get some more traction and to get it lower to the ground.
Stop it about that much.
What's going on, guys?
We're low on transmission fluid.
Is that why it's smoking? Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's...
How sad is
fire!
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 Fire! Fire!
They've got a fire.
In the rush to power up the whacker, Bowser's boys spilled transmission fluid on the red-hot exhaust manifold.
As long as it doesn't catch their grain field on fire, they should be fine.
It's out.
Okay.
Crash is cutting away, but even with less air in his tires, he's not getting much crop.
It's working like they wanted it to. It's just not being very efficient. They're just cutting the tops of the grain off.
At least Crash is getting something. Bowser's elephant is still down.
Right, what's up with the weed
whacker? And they're just replacing the cable on their weed whacker.
Crash is trying to catch up to Bowser, but he's losing crop left and right.
They're losing a lot of stuff through the screen.
Is it blowing out?
Yeah, it is. You ready?
Whenever you are you in?
Go for it! Lower away!
Crash tries to block the screen with his coat, but it's not working.
Bowser's back in action. A little transmission fluid and the weed whacker's wailing.
I just gotta believe that Bowser has more in the back of his van. Crash has the big opening in the back, and it looks like half of what's going in is blowing back out again.
Right, right.
Crash is falling behind. He's got to plug up the holes. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Okay, we're losing a lot. We gotta put something over the grid. We're still losing a lot. Got your shirt?
Crash! What's going on?
We're losing too much off the side here. I gotta close it off.
So Harry!
Crash is just fully nude trying to plug holes on the side of that van. That's not what the viewers want to see, Greg. I'm telling you, I'm appalled.
Keep chopping.
It may be ugly, but it's working. The patches are holding the crop in. Crash is back in the game.
Bowser's crop sucker is sucking, but his lead has shrunk to nothing.
The radiator's getting hot.
Oh, I see badness happening.
Yeah, a lot of smoke and shooting out something.
It's steam. They've blown their radiator.
We got no tranny left.
We're getting a little warm.
Overheated.
Yep.
Transmission shot to hell.
Yep.
Yeah. All I have is now is reverse.
Hang on. Little emergency cooling here.
Pit stop.
You want me to start shoveling
them out? Yeah, gas them all. Gas them all.
Just gotta get
Crash's whirling blades of death are out of fuel, but Bowser's faulty transmission could be a race breaker.
We've got fans blowing, engines busting, clothes removed. It's crazy. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back, and it is anybody's guess who's gonna win this competition.
We have an overheated radiator and a bad transmission.
Bowser's transmission is dead. His big lead is quickly slipping away. If he can't fix things soon, he may as well hand the trophy to Crash.
Crash has stripped down to the bare essentials in an effort to plug up the holes in the love machine.
Let's rock!
Nice work, Crash.
Go front. Wrong field, dude. Over there.
I know.
Okay.
You know, I think that's where the legend of Sasquatch comes from, is people like that.
Bowser's boys refuse to give up. With their transmission dead, all they have left is sheer muscle power.
Look, yeah, they're moving.
That's classic Bowser right there. Brute force.
They're trying to get
push the truck.
They're trying to get to the green oats.
With just minutes left in the race, it's Crash's love machine against the brute force of Bowser's punch.
Keep going.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's excellent.
Bowser's bunch has worked a miracle. Somehow they've coaxed the transmission back to life. It's a huge break.
Don't stop! Keep going! Straight line!
Johnny's done it again. He's lowered the mowers too much. He's turned Crash's whirling blades of death into an earth mover.
Crash is...
It's just not
working right.
Both teams push it in overdrive for the home stretch.
Bowser's bunch is praying their crippled machine will hang on to the bitter finish.
Crash's crew has taken the shirts off their backs in their bid for victory. It's a desperate battle for the finish. Neither Bowser nor Crash knows how much crop they've collected. It's anybody's race.
Bye!
four, three, two, one.
Help!
It's all over. The breakdowns, the heartache, the partial nudity.
He's got my shirt.
Now it comes down to a simple matter of which team has the most green. Both teams gave it their all, but neither is confident of victory.
Well, thank you for a valiant effort.
You know what? I'd rather give you a hug.
It's on the teamwork.
They actually
got what they
got
chopped.
What is mowed down.
They got a sweet load.
They got a big load. We don't even have a quarter load.
The suction motor worked just fine. The cutter works. Well, I mean, it's cut fabulously.
All right, Crash, go ahead and bring your van in to be weighed in here. Bowser, you're going to bring it in the tarp, okay?
Fill it up. I can't wait to see that. It's overflowing.
Well, yeah, so would we. Let's see what we've got. Let's see what we've got.
Oh, there's a lot in there, but Bowser's harvest is less than he thought. The contest is too close to call.
Now the question is, are you going to weigh in the nude, or are you guys going to put your clothes back on?
Each team carefully gathers every bit of crop together.
Get it all, collect it all.
All right, let's make sure we don't lose any of this.
It's all come down to this, the moment of truth.
Who has the most crop?
So on the count of three, let's both teams let go. One, two, three.
Yes! Yes! Oh, in a big upset, Crash's crew claims the victory.